amen, I will never be the same. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going back in history today, church. Amen. Amen. I will be reading from the book of Exodus. We are going through the tabernacle. Amen. I passed out some flat. Everyone should have the paper with the tabernacle on it, but that's what we're going to be discussing today. Amen. I'll begin reading from Exodus, the 25th chapter. I'm going to read my easier version. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly. With his heart ye shall take my offering. And this is the offering which ye shall take of them, gold and silver and brass, and blue and purple and scarlet, and fine linen and goat's hair and ram's skin, dye, red and badger skin, and shittim wood, oil for the light, spices for anointing oil and for sweet incense, onyx stones and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. I'm going to read that again. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. For my topic today is going to be Jehovah Shammah. That means that God is there. Where is there? Wherever his people are. Amen. He is Jehovah Shammah. Let us pray. Almighty God, Lord, we come right now. I surrender, Lord Jesus, to you, Lord God. Lord, use me to your glory. Empower me, endow me, Lord God, to speak to your people, oh God, that they might hear a word from you. I remove Tracy, Lord God. I decrease, God, as you increase in me, that your people will grow and know who you are and who they are in you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. 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 Jehovah Shammah. God is there. He is wherever you are. Amen. I'm going to go back to the first book, the beginning, Genesis. God was there. He walked right through those garden and spoke to Joseph. He spoke to Eve. Joseph, oh my goodness, Adam and Eve. He walked, he was there talking to them, and they still had their own thoughts, right? They still had their own mind, made their own mistakes, amen. Just like us today. God, that loving God that we serve, gave him another chance. Kept going. Then we can go on further down in Genesis and we go to Noah. God was right there instructing him on what to do. The flood came. Gave another chance. The earth was full again. God is still right there. He's still right there. Amen. Move on forward. Move on forward to Egypt. He bring his people, Israel. He bring them through the waters. He's parched the sea. Delivers them. Takes them through the wilderness, light in the night, guiding them in the day, feeding them from heaven. He's right there. And they're still making their own choices. They still get over there and make a golden calf. And God is right there. But now here they are in this wilderness. And God is saying, make a place for me to dwell among them. He's been dwelling among them all this time, and they're still acting up. I'm going to say that because that's what I say, acting up. Amen. And they're still acting up. So he tells them and instructs them to build this tabernacle. And if you have the paper with you, I want you to look at it. I've already read all of the things he's asked them to offer for it. He is very particular and he is very specific about this tabernacle. Amen? Amen. And what I want to show you is that not only is this tabernacle a place for him to dwell, this tabernacle, amen, is showing them also God is revealing his plan that he might dwell among us forever. Amen. All right. Let's start, if you have your paper. We have all the fine linens and the gold and everything around this tent, this tabernacle. And now you go into this golden gate, and the first thing you see is the brazen altar. The brazen altar. Now, what is a brazen altar? The brazen altar is where they brought their sacrifice to God. Are we bringing our sacrifices to God? That's the first step. Our sacrifice of praise, our sacrifice of worship. No, they were bringing the animals, of course, but we don't have to do that anymore. Amen? And they brought their animals to be slaughtered for the sins that they have done. And they gave them to them to kill them and burn them for sacrifice so that God could see that they were sorry. All right? The next thing, the brazen laver. Now, this is a place where you go to go and see what you have done and to wash and cleanse yourself, to consecrate yourself, to baptize yourself, to say, yes, Lord, I really do believe. Yes, Lord, I really am going to serve you. Yes, Lord, I am going to trust you. Yes, Lord, I feel you in me. Yes, Lord, I'm going to do what you asked me to do. Amen? That's that brazen laver right here, this water. Amen? Then you go on up. Then you can see the altar of incense. That's the prayers of the saints. When we pray unto our God, we believe that he can answer our prayers. Amen? Over on the right is the showbread. That's the bread of life, the body of Christ. Do we not eat the body of Christ once a month? Amen? And then this candlestick, this flame, that represents the Holy Spirit that is within us. Amen? Amen. And then you have at the top, the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant is which holds the covenant, which is the promises of God, as well as the Ten Commandments. Amen? And then on the top of that is the mercy seat, the seat where the blood is applied, the blood of Jesus. So now if we look at this whole picture, if you have the picture with you, the diagram, this is set up as the cross. This is the cross. God is showing them that he is going to be with them in a better way. Because you see, this first one, Jesus is the sacrificial lamb. This next one, as John the Baptist said, we were baptized. Hallelujah. We pray. The showbread we do during communion. And now that we believe, we are filled with his Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Amen. And now we can go to the mercy seat. We're here right now because of God's grace and mercy. We're here right now because God loved us so much that he sent his son here to live and die and rise on high for us. And that blood is on that top mercy seat. Hallelujah. Jehovah Shammah. God is there. God is within us. Amen. He's always been there since the beginning. Let's go further. Amen. Now we can go further a little bit. Now, they done messed up too. They acting up. So then God starts talking to the prophets, telling them that there will be a man, that he's coming, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Great I Am, and his name will be Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God. He's on the way, and he's going to save his people. Hallelujah. We got to understand that not only is Jesus taking away the sins of the world, Jesus is the one who reconciles us to God the Father Almighty. Amen. Yeah, we all sin. We see these people done sin so many times. So many times. Amen. Just like us. Okay? Just like us. But God always has a plan, and he has a place to be in the midst of his people. You are not alone. I know many times people feel alone, but we are never alone. If you believe, you are never alone. God is right there. He is right there. He is Jehovah Shammah. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He didn't turn his back on you. He didn't blind his eyes or close his ears to you. He is right there. Amen? Amen. I want us to know that. And I want us to walk in that. Amen? Amen. Now, we done walked through this tabernacle. Now, Solomon, he done built his temple in a place where people can come, the Israelites can come and pray, and it's set up the exact same way as this tabernacle. It's just a temple now. Amen. We go millions and millions of years with that. Now, here we come to the book of Matthew, and that baby Jesus is born. And he lives his life, and he walks through his life, and in his 30th year, he begins to preach and pray and save people and deliver and do miracles, signs, and wonders. And then some still don't believe he the Christ. Some still don't believe he's the one. But he's doing the work of his Father. He's doing what he was called to do. Amen. And I thank God that, unlike these Israelites, which had to do so much just to speak to God, that this baby is born, that we don't have to do what they had to do. Now, let me tell you a little bit about that. This cross that you're looking at, the tabernacle, it has 4 points. And all 4 points had the 12 tribes of Israel. And each tribe had its own priest. And then there was a high priest at the top. Okay, do you realize that the people and the Israelites, in order to get a blessing or even to talk to God, they had to go to this priest and tell them, the priest in their tribe, and tell him what they did and to go to God for them. The people could not even go beyond this laver. They couldn't go beyond the water, ever. Only the high priest could go beyond the water. I don't know about y'all, but patience is not my strong point. I don't know if I could have just told someone to tell someone else to tell God what I did. Yeah. And do you realize the high priest only got to go into the Holy of Holies once a year on the Day of Atonement? Now, don't that make a difference as to what Jesus did for us? Can you imagine telling somebody else what's wrong with you and then sitting around all your people wondering, did he tell them? They looking at me kind of funny. Do everybody know what I did? Is he going to say it the way I said it? Is he going to tell them I'm sorry? Really? But see, now when Jesus came and he got up on that cross like this, a curtain was tore. A curtain was tore. It wasn't no more Holy of Holies. It wasn't nobody going for you. It wasn't nobody prophesying to you, telling you he coming. He's here. He's here. Amen. We don't need to kill the lamb anymore. We don't need to sprinkle the blood over the dove. Hallelujah. He's taking the place of the lamb. He's taking the place of all of these things that these people had to go through. Rejoice and be glad. We can go to God at any time. He's with us. He's in us. He's moving in us. Amen? The tabernacle is a shadow of what God was planning to do with us through his son, Jesus Christ. We need to understand that we have God within us. God and Christ is in us, the hope of glory. You don't have to wait. We're not perfect. We know that. But when we make a mistake, we can go to God right now. You don't need anyone else to. You can consecrate your own self right now. Is that a blessing? Amen. We can take the body of Christ, our own self, right now. Right now. We can feel his power, get in his presence, begin to praise and worship God, and feel the Holy Spirit fill us up so that we can run right now. Ain't God all right? We don't have to wait. God is within us. He is Jehovah Shammah. We have to walk in a way that we know that we are God's people. There's not no more time to pretend like, oh, I got to wait till Sunday. Oh, I got to go to the altar. The altar's right here within you. Stand up. Stand up and serve God's people. Do what he said, because it's 3 points and a third point. He's coming back. Hallelujah. He's coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back. And it won't be long. It won't be long. I got my tallit on today because you know what? In this world right now, so many people thinking about the United States. What's going on here? What's this? What's that? How much is them eggs? But guess what? The rest of the world is looking at Israel. Because in Revelation 14, God said he's coming back to Mount Zion in Jerusalem. I thought about bringing my shofar and blowing it, but I took that down. But the thing is this, sisters and brothers, beloved of God, God has never left you. God is within you. You have to be ready. We don't know. We cannot play church no more. There's no more plan. There's no more plan. It ain't nobody waiting. Ain't nobody going to wait and see if you're going to turn it around. When he parked that sky, it's not going to matter. You got to turn it around right now. Right now. Be about your Father's business. We got to touch our own hearts. We got to check our own hearts. We got to say, create in me a clean heart, God. Renew the right spirit in me, God. Help me, God, to do what you would call me to do. Not what I want to do. Lord God, know you know my name. Make sure he know your name. Make sure he know your name. There's no more playing. He is here. We don't got to wait. We can't have. God is here. Show his love. Show his love in your community. Show his love in your family. Show his love everywhere you go. Because his people are going to be prepared. The scripture, the last verse 8 said, a sanctuary. We used to sing a song that said, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. That's what we have to be, a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. We have to be a living sanctuary. Amen? We got to walk loving and living and caring about others. Amen? The next scripture says, your body is the temple of God. Your body is the temple of God. Now, others are running into this temple of Solomon. They ran into this tabernacle. Others are running up to you. Are you going to represent the God that is inside of you? We got to ask ourselves that and make sure we are. Amen. For God and Christ is in us, the hope of glory. As a church, we have to represent the God and the Christ that is in us. Amen. 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 The tabernacle. There's much to be gleaned from this place. There's much to be gleaned to develop a closer relationship with God. At your own convenience, go ahead and study, because I said this tabernacle goes on for about 4 chapters. At your own time, look at it and understand that God's plan is already fulfilled as far as being and dwelling among his people. And we are his people. Amen? There's no place you can go that he don't know. Amen? Amen. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Let's give it up for Sister Tracy. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, minister. Awesome. Awesome. Amazing job. Amen. May we stand all over this building. Amen. Amen. Listen, we could come to church every single Sunday to this building. We could come here every single Sunday, every Wednesday, every time the door of the church is open. But it's a personal thing. It is. When you leave here, you should have grasped the word and hide it in your heart. Amen. Because the church is here inside of you. Inside of you. And I know what some of y'all say, you know what, I got time to get it right. I can get it right next Tuesday. Or maybe when I turn 35, I'll start getting myself together. But who's to say that you are going to live that long? Now is the acceptable time, amen? Now is the acceptable time to say, Jesus Christ, I only want to serve you. I only want you to be my relationship. If you're tired of dealing with toxic relationships, I got a great relationship for you to enter. Jesus will be the best partner you could ever have, because he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's always there when you need him. So I encourage you all on today to choose Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen. We are going to dismiss. I ain't even say that loud. Listen, let's cut the cameras off, because I don't want to get in trouble for this. Because it's 12 o'clock. Do not tell Pastor I let y'all out at 12 o'clock, all right? Ooh-wee. Listen, all right? I would love for everyone to be careful as we leave, amen. But the altar is open. I want my prayer warriors to come on down. Listen, because there's always time for prayer, amen. Amen. Listen, as we enter in 2025, I want to make sure that we leave everything that we are dealing with right here at the altar, amen. Amen. Because God is the only one that can go exceedingly above whatever it is that we can ask or think, amen. Amen. So we are going to have our prayer warriors come on down, but we are going to dismiss. So every head bow, every eye closed. Lord God, we thank you for your word on today. We thank you, God, that you have never left our side. We thank you, God, that you have always been faithful. We thank you, God, that you have always been there when we need you, God. We thank you, God, that you have always looked over us, Father, our whole lives, Father. We thank you, God, for just being God. Lord God, as we leave from this place, but never away from your presence, we pray, God, that your will be done over our lives. Lord God, that we will hide your word in our hearts, Father, and that we will let our light so shine that other folk will see it and draw closer to you. Lord God, we love you so much. It is in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Consider yourself dismissed. Amen.